need some new rhymes. I'ma do fine. Break it down in two lines.
You're listening to 103.3 Waco Public Radio. I'm Caitlin Mills. In today's episode of KWBU's Fine-Tuned Music Series, my conversation with local hip-hop artist Peyton Bryce, who is professionally known as Prescription. Here's his song, Good Times, Good Vibes, with Blame It on Nicholas.
Yeah, I hit a few times, travel the world in due time, tripping while tripping, but never tripping because my shoes tie. All about my business, little buddy, I need a suit tie. I skirt so much, I need some new ties. Yeah, say everything twice like Johnny two times. Get the papers, yeah, that's a good line. Go get your shine box, baby, I need a shoe shine. Singing like Will Ferrell whenever his boy Blue died.
Since you grew up in Central Texas as a hip-hop artist, what's it like? Is it bigger than what people think?
Definitely. Waco's home to people like Hustler E, and Hustler E is legendary. I don't know if you're familiar with Hustler E. He put out a movie when nobody was making movies. He put out an independent movie called Waco Kane, and it was huge. To this day, when we bring up where we're from, and like if you're in the hip-hop, well, I know if you go out there in the regular world, they're going to say, you know, David Koresh or Chip and Joanne. But if you go to, like, the hip-hop world and you say Waco, 9 times out of 10, somebody's going to be like, oh, what you know about Waco Kane? Like, they remember that, you know, it sticks with them. So, man, Central Texas has always had a huge hip-hop community here. Mm-hmm. Just never really had a lot of outlets for us. You know, Waco's also home to Symbolic One, S1. He's a Grammy-winning producer for hip-hop. He's produced for everybody from Beyonce to Eminem to, I mean, Logic to, I mean, anybody you can think of. And he's from Waco. And when he used to make music here, they used to have a group called Strange Fruit Project. There wasn't anywhere for them to do hip-hop here. And from then till now, that's still been a big problem for us. But here lately, we've been working on that pretty heavy, and things seem to be taking a turn. Mm-hmm. So it's looking bright. But in general, talent has never been a weak spot.
A problem, for, yeah.
Yeah, talent has never, ever, ever been a weak spot. And growing up in Waco or around Waco in this area over time, you've seen the music evolve. Like when Houston was really, really popular at a time, Waco was really influenced by Houston. When Dallas was really, really popping, we was influenced by Dallas a little bit. Mm-hmm. So over the years, you've kind of seen it go this way and that way. But I feel like right now it's really at a good melting pot of people with their originality that have pulled this from there and this from there and kind of made it their own. So I feel like Waco has somewhat of its own sound, in that there is no sound, if that makes sense. There's a whole lot of originality out here.
It's so many things that it can't be one thing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just waiting to be seen. And then if you go further out than that, Central Texas, as you say, like, man, even I remember years ago going to Killeen and working with DJ The Sick One. And now I go to Temple all the time, and I work with C. Walker. He's probably the number one producer I work with the most right now, and that's in Temple. So, like, Central Texas has a whole lot going on. You just gotta want to find it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta want to get behind it.
New strains, kick it like Luke Kane. Holla about the dollars, ain't with no loose change. I thought you knew main, Twitter, they knew main. Face all, listen, boy, the comment to change.
Find more information about Prescription and full versions of the music featured today online at kwbu.org, where you can check out other artist spotlights for the Fine-Tuned Music Series. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at KWBU for more updates and news about the series.
Yeah, yeah.